Blog Talk Radio.
What up, fam?
How you feeling?
We're back again.
Yes, sir.
It's Armin Ray.
3-1-2, yo.
I hit the earth like a comet invasion. Stand, stands permanent, shine like Arthur Razor. You don't understand, I'm so amazing. Mental bullets be raising, making Caucasian persuasions. Focus on the hip-hop nation. My launch laser, angel dust. I'm rushing, crush MCs like the 86 Bears knees. Trap behind the fence, overstand. You can't catch rain because of your mere hesitance. Ridge driver, verbal lie, your eyes bloody. Book cast sophisticated like old Trinidad is playing rugby. My verbal assault is filled with concrete words, and your mere verse can never budge me. I know I'm the die rhyme, contagion like chicken pox, you can't touch me. Y'all forgot real bad boys moving sounds. Got the machine catching my soul, ATM scanning my iris. My vocals rain for centuries like the soul of the sirens. It's the CDC protecting me, it's releasing the virus. I can't tell, just trying my best to fight my way out of hell. It's my own fucking thought, I'm 1 in 100,000 myself. Trying to repent, and still represent, and still get bit. And Lord knows my box is still filled with lint. Lord, how am I supposed to be the Lord of the land when the Lord's of my land keep trying to take the Lord out of my hands and fill my heart with such wickedness? For my life, I can't get with this. For life is so intricate, filled with so many holes, makes American cheese twist. This part of the game is this. I must have missed this part of the class. I'm trying to affect your brain with a knowledge like a cigarette. True bad, keep writing. The time is now, the place is here. The time is now, the place is here. The time is now, the place is here. Time to get up on your grind, put it in gear. The time is now, the place is here. The time is now, the place is here. The time is now, the place is here.
Introducing Armin.
There will be no faith more true or just than to know the things that are, to acknowledge thanks for all things to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Hatren, amen. Good Haruk, amen, fam. You're tuned into the Amani Speaks Talk Show. I am your host, Armin Ray Minute Help. Today's show is titled The Day of Amani. I have two quotes for today's show. The first show comes from the Book of Life, a.k.a. the Netir Sesson, Book 11, verses 18 and 19, and it goes as follows. But as many souls of men, the mind for their governor, do suffer the same thing that the soul of unreasonable living things, for the soul being a cooperator with them, permits or leaves them to their desires, whereto they are carried by the torrent of their appetite, and so tend to brutality. And that's the end of that quote. The second quote comes from the King James Version of the Bible, Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 through 15, and they go as follows. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly thou shalt go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. End quote. First, I would like to point out in that second quote that I did put in bold letters, thy seed and her seed. And I did that because most of us are not aware that we're living amongst a hybrid. And that means that someone that looks human and acts human but is not human. And I use that quote specifically because the Day of Amani is going to reveal this. I've said it in previous shows that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad pointed this out in his teachings. And so it's not new. I'm not saying anything new. Don't get me wrong. However, too many of us have still been our eyes closed or blinded by this artificial reality or this robotic reality, whichever way you want to look at it. And we have closed ourselves off to the natural way of living, to the natural existence of ourselves. We have submitted to this robotic lifestyle, artificial foods, artificial coloring, artificial flavoring type of lifestyle, artificial intelligence type of lifestyle. We have submitted to this completely. And so when somebody to us with knowledge of our natural selves, we cringe, we argue, and we fight against them. Because we believe in an artificial construct. Look at all the artificial folktale stories that pass today as religion that so many of us take our total trust and faith in. Gotten so that some of us just say that religion is stupid. Religion is like fairy tales. And so we look at the real as artificial. And we look at the artificial world as the real world. And then we wonder why our lives are so messed up. Why our lives terminate so fast. From my understanding, I thought little babies grow into little children. Little children mature into grown adults. Grown adults live and build and prepare the way for little children coming behind them. Live to a ripe old age, and then they pass away out of giving up this body and all the traps and deceptions of this body and rise back to their immortal selves. That's what I thought life was. Well, that's the way life truly is. Most of us don't see it that way. I hear young men out in the street screaming, "I want to die when I'm young. I want to die when I'm young. I'm not afraid to die. I'm not afraid to die." Taking on the behavior of a brute. And rightfully so, you shouldn't be afraid to die. That's not what I'm trying to say, that, you know, you should be afraid to die, because you shouldn't be afraid to die. However, you should want to live out your life completely. You should want to see every stage of life so you can see the deception or deceptions of this artificial world. You know, you have what's popular today, some of these reality shows, and they show these women, you know, artificially implanted with breasts, butts, lips, or whatever else they're artificially implanting in themselves to look more beautiful. A deception, because you're already beautiful. You don't have to artificially inseminate these artificial substances into your organic body to look beautiful when you already are beautiful. And then these artificial substances lead to cancer and all other grievous maladies. And then we wonder, why am I going through this? why is my life in this situation? You know, before I came on the air to do this show, this morning I was watching a show on BBC about nature. I don't know the name of it, and I guess it really doesn't matter. But I believe it's an old written proverb that says, the quickest way to knowledge is observing nature. I may not be saying it correctly, but it's along those lines. I may be paraphrasing it. But the quickest way to knowledge is to observe nature. And I remember when I got the Book of Life and I first read that proverb, it made me immediately think about the story that I heard about Osiris traveling from the south up to the north into the Nile Valley and creating ancient Kemet. And through his journey to the Nile Valley, he was observing nature. Everywhere that he went, he observed nature to start the civilization we know as ancient Kemet, well, today called Egypt, but ancient Kemet was its original name. And so, looking at this show this morning, this show about nature, they kept showing the brutish and violent part of nature, you know, animals hunting other animals, entrapping them, eating them, swallowing them, you know, digesting them, etc. Blood scattered everywhere, you know, blah, 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 blah. Which, unfortunately, is a part of nature. This is a part of the brutish part of nature that's exhibited by lower level animals. And that's why I talk about brutality and why brutality is taught to most of us when we're young. Because the people that control this artificial world do not want us to rise to the level of intelligence that we go above brutish nature of the animal, of the lower level animals, and we rise to exhibit intelligence every day. And when we rise to exhibit intelligence, our souls rise and our minds rise. And a good mind, those with a good mind, is one you can say also has a good soul. But if your mind is corrupt and out of nature, so will your soul be corrupt and out of nature, and it cannot regenerate. And therefore, when you pass from this life, you will not be able to resurrect. You stay here on the earth bodiless, and you become what they call a devil. You take the word devil and turn it around, it spells lived. Someone with a past life that lived, that no longer exists, when their life was over, they could not resurrect, so they stayed down here and became the devils of today. Now, most of us are told that devils are fictions, our imaginations running wild, simply because we do not know what a devil really is. A devil is a soul that once lived, that did not resurrect, that stayed down here on the earth. And this earth is full of devils right now. And how do they manifest themselves? Well, thing called pop culture that so many of us are indoctrinated into. And to be a celebrity in pop culture, you have to take an oath. Well, they say, oh, are you making this up? It's going around us every day. Open your eyes and look and view it for yourself. There is no faith more true or just than to know the things that are. And that's the faith I took on, to know the things that are, to look around me every day and see what's going on. And this is what the Day of Imani is about. It's a day of revealing. The day when all secrets come to light. You can no longer hide. You can no longer whisper in the dark about what you know to be true, but you're gonna conceal it. And you have to be part of some secret order to be privy to this information. The Day of Imani, the light's on in this rock called Moreno. And all will see what they've been missing and what they've been duped to believe. The day of believing is over. It's time to know the things that are. This is the Day of Imani. And I'm truly thankful. I'm truly blessed to come to the knowledge of Amen. Coming to the knowledge of Amen to know the things that are. Not what I think, not what I believe, but what I know. These are the days that were spoke about in your Bible, in the book of Revelations. Also, I believe the book of Daniel and the book of Ezekiel also spoke of these days. I can recall a few months back speaking to my father, and he said to me, "Reggie, I didn't think I would be alive for these days." And I said, "Me either. I was hoping that I wouldn't be alive for these days." And he said, "Me either." But yet we are. It's my opinion would be that I'm alive because I'm supposed to be. As maybe I was one that was given something special, that in these times of darkness I can see the light. And some people would look at me and go, "Oh, you know, you're being arrogant. You're being conceited." And my response would be, this goes far beyond arrogance and conceit. This is knowing the things that are. It was written that when these days come, that some will see it, some will know it, and some just will not. Because our consciousness has been falsified, turned inside out. And what we should be calling good, we call it evil. And what's truly evil, we call it good. Consciousness is just flipped. Now that's what's going on in the days of old, the days that will soon be coming to pass. Because the darkness is falling and the light's revealing itself all around us. This is the Day of Imani. And Imani just means of Amen. Nothing sophisticated. Just means of Amen. These are the days that Amen is revealing itself to the universe again. Especially to the consciousness of the species called humans. Because our consciousness has been laying in the deep, dark dungeons of ignorance. And like I said, we believe evil is good, good is evil. Not really knowing what good truly is. We call evil things good. Like I said, not knowing what good truly is. We pump ourselves with this artificial food, believing everything we hear and see in this artificial culture, worshiping artificial idols. Then we call on an artificial God to save us from the artificial evils created by this artificial system, and then we wonder why there's no response. Because you're calling on an artificial God, or what they call God. Better state that as you're calling on an artificial amen. Not knowing what the true and living truly is, what it is and where it is. We look up in the sky when you should be looking in yourself. Because amen is in all things. So amen is within you. I'll read a verse from the book of life, chapter 5, the seen and unseen amen. Verse 32, and it goes as follows. I'll start at 31. I'll start at 30. For there is nothing in the whole world that is not himself, both the things that are and the things that are not. For the things that are, he has made manifest, and the things that are not, he has hid in himself. This is amen, than any name. This is he that is secret. This is he that is most manifest. This is he that is to be seen by the mind. This is he that is visible to the eye. This is he that has no body. And this is he that has many bodies. Rather, there is nothing of anybody that is not he. For he alone is all things, and for this cause he has all names, because he is the one Father, and therefore he has no name, because he is the Father of all. And I'll stop right there. This is amen. In this artificial world, we've been lied to about what amen is and what amen is not. And it has turned many to be atheists. But this is the day that even that will get squashed. And it will be no more. Time for souls to regenerate and rise. Time for minds to regenerate and rise. And I'm not talking about somebody's artificial world in the future. I'm talking about the real world right now. We believe that if we're rich and famous, that we're privy to all the good things this life has to offer. Being rich and famous is the illusion of this world. So The foolish will think that I am saying I'm opting to be poor and desolate. Those are also illusions of this world. When you raise up your intelligence, when you raise up your consciousness, you will be fully aware of what this world truly is, how to survive in it, how to thrive in it. These are the traits of the day of Imani, to be wise, as our elders are, to be intelligent. These are the days that I heard about as a child crying out for when I was in the church, as they called on Lord. And when I learned what Lord was or what Lord is, I said, the scripture said don't call on Lord. Lord is Baal. Scripture tells you don't call on Baal. And see, this is how much we are deceived and confused in this artificial world. So many of us have fully accepted this pop culture, and we chase after celebrities. Our lives are determined through the lives of celebrities, you know, artificial people that truly do not exist. And you don't exist to them, but you choose to surrender all your attention to them. I had just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you would like to hear the rest of this discourse, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. If you can't dial in, I will say first amen. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man, peace. And for those on the phone and on playback, I will continue. So you give your attention to these things called celebrities. Give your total attention to them. You ignore yourself, you ignore your family. And worst of all, you ignore the Creator and the natural order of this universe that the Creator put in motion for all of us to thrive in. We put all of that to the side to run after some artificial idol called a celebrity. And then we wonder why our children and families are so cursed and so locked into disaster. And the answer is because you ignore yourself. You ignore the things that are. That's why I took on the faith that says there will be no faith more true or just than to know things that are. To acknowledge thanks for all things to the one that made them. Not the two, not the three, not the four, not the five, but the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Because this is the day of Imani. And I said, Hat Eden Amen, for bringing this day forth. About time. Tired of living around foolishness, tired of living around ignorance and idolatry, chasing idols all the time, chasing foolish idols that others have made with their hands. See, most of us don't even bother to investigate the traps of pop culture. So we don't understand the idolatry that's going around now. And this pop culture is cursed. And it's on the chopping block right now. The creator of all has had enough. It's time to bring this monstrosity to an end. So, as it says in Revelations, my children come out of her. I didn't print that for a description of today's show, but that's what it's about. Come out of her. Come out of the beast. Come out of the whore. They call Babylon, whose merchants are going to say, what happened to her? Almighty Babylon, we used to sell and get rich in her. Those days are coming to an end. So many of us are so indoctrinated into this artificial construct called pop culture that some of you have pledged your souls to this pop culture. And because you did that, you're going to suffer a grievous end. I don't feel sorry for you. I don't wish to be you. But it's not too late to come out of her, because the day of Amani is upon us. Many religions throughout the ages have been hiding the creator from the consciousness of the world. And in the creator's place, they created this artificial construct called God to rule in the place of the creator. Now I'm beginning to understand the grievous existence of my people in this artificial white supremacist world, Hellenistic white supremacist world. I keep saying it, that we are not a part of this. We are not meant to be a part of this. You know, way back in 1930, it's not that long ago, but so many of us think in increments of 20 years, everything past 20 years is history. And so that to some of us appears to be a very long time ago, 1930. No, I wasn't born yet. It was around the time my grandmother was born. But I still say, in the matter of measuring time, that that was just yesterday. But yesterday, an artificial construct was created called the birth certificate. And that was the way these demons decided on how they was going to keep us all in slavery, by buying, selling, and trading us on the stock market. So we're still literally slaves. Well, to them, we're still literally slaves. But you are a real being with a soul. And I'm not talking going to the point where after that most people saying, we have rights, an artificial thing called rights again. come out of the artificial world. Truly, the day of Imani is fast approaching. And if you don't cleanse yourself of this artificial world, you're going to drown with it. Point blank. Eating artificial food, listening to artificially made music, worshiping artificial idols. That's what this world consists of. So many people go into a frenzy when they hear the stock market's about to crash. Excuse my French, but let the damn thing crash. Stock market doesn't determine who you are as a flesh and blood being. Stock market just represents this artificial world. Let it crash. Let it go. Prepare yourself to exist in the day of Imani, when this artificial world will go away. All secrets will come to light. Light will rule over the darkness. The true light, the light of knowledge, will rule over the darkness of ignorance. This is the day of Imani. Are you prepared to go into it? Or are you going to go into the abyss with this artificial world, with this Hellenistic artificial world? I'll say it again. The day has come. Go off this artificial world. For those of us that will not let it go, we will die with it. Are you ready to die with this artificial world, or are you ready to live in the real world? I know some intellectuals would quote Shakespeare. I don't know which play it came from, to be or not to be. That is the question. But I won't do that, because Shakespeare is part of that artificial world. And you got to come out of that artificial mind and leave that artificial world behind you. It's time for the day of Imani. As many souls of men as do not admit or entertain the mind for their governor do suffer the same thing that the soul of unreasonable living things. And this is where the brutish nature comes from. The brutish nature was established for lower animals that do not have a mind. Their mind is actually their nature, or nature becomes their mind. But we are above brutish creatures. We was given the mind of the One to be above brutish creatures. So we can no longer focus on the brutish nature of killed or be killed. That's what the beast out in the field do. Man was raised to be above the beast of the field. So we cannot submit to the behavior of the beast in the field. It's beneath us. It's below us. So many of us mistaken this kind of talk with love thy enemy. And you got to be a fool to love your enemy when your enemy tends to take you off the face of the planet. You got to be a fool to love someone like that. But your consciousness has been turned inside out. You think good is evil. You think evil is good. Now, some of our brothers and sisters today is shouting at the top of their voice, revolution. And I don't disagree with them. I don't disagree with them. But if you incite a revolution today and you win, then what? You're going to just reconstruct this artificial world and put black faces on the top? Stupid. This artificial world has got to go away. It's got to be destroyed completely, never to see the face of day again. This is what I'm talking about. I'm talking regeneration. I'm talking optimal intelligence. I'm talking raising of the souls. This is what I'm talking about. You can keep your petty revolution if you're going to go back to the same brutish mentality that got us to this place that we're in now. If you're going to fall back to that, then I don't need your revolution. But if you are on board to see the light of day,